This is 5 Minute Friday! And Ryan Holiday is a media strategist and prominent writer on strategy and business. And after dropping out of college at 19, he went on to advise many best-selling authors and multi-platinum musicians. He served as director of marketing at American Apparel for many years, and he is also a best-selling author of The Obstacle Is the Way. Ryan and his partner Niels were also a key component in the strategy and the success of the School of Greatness book. They were a huge part of it for me, and it wouldn't have been a huge success, sold over 55,000 copies by now, and also hit the New York Times bestseller list. So I'm super grateful for his strategy, and I believe he's just a brilliant mind.
You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Aristotle says that it's a spectrum. So like he would say like recklessness and cowardice are the extremes, and like courage is in the middle, right? Or it's above, so it's like a triangle. And I think it's like that. So confidence, like ego, is I'm the greatest who ever lived. I'm perfect. I've got it all handled. Nobody knows better than me.
No flaws, yeah.
Yeah, and then like I'm worthless. I don't know anything. Why would anyone listen to me? In a weird way, those are both sort of self-absorbed.
Yes.
Positions, right? You're just thinking about yourself.
Denial on the either.
Yeah.
Sense, right?
Yeah. And you're just over here, you're just not thinking well of yourself.
Yes.
And over here, you're thinking too well of yourself. So confidence is in the middle. But I think it's interesting. Like, confidence has to be based. Frank Shamrock, an MMA fighter, he was saying, like, confidence is earned. If your confidence is on, I did the work, or that I'm a fast learner, or that I'm a fast learner, so I'm going to be able to figure this out, or like, I studied harder than anyone else, or, you know, I know I can do this because, like, you know about how much weight you can lift,
right?
Because you go to the gym
I've
and
done
you've
it before.
Done it before.
Yeah, yeah.
You might have an inkling that you're capable of a lot more, but you're confident based on what you've done or done in a sort of a reasonable circle.
Yeah.
So I think that's where the confidence is. It's like, okay, I know that I can write a book because I've studied harder, I've written long things before, I've worked with other authors. You know, those,
yeah.
It's not like,
right.
Oh, sure, I should have a book. You know,
right,
like
right.
That's the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
If ego is being confident in things that you shouldn't be confident in, reality is like, oh, wait, okay, I got too far over my skis. I went too far in the other direction. I needed like a little bit of a wake-up call. And so sometimes that's why failure can be good, or not catastrophic failure, but like little things, right? Like you're confident, so you know you put something out there and someone's like, hey, this is wrong for the following reasons. You got to listen to that stuff, or you keep investing and you go further and further. And then when you do fall and when you do fail, it's like really painful.
Yeah, interesting.
So I think you got to cultivate people around you who are not afraid to tell you the truth. That's
yeah.
the hard part, especially as you become successful. I'm sure you've seen this. It's
I think
like,
you've got to be willing to have people tell you the truth.
Yes.
Because most people don't want to hear the truth.
Yes. Right.
Even if they say it, they're like, they don't want to hear it, right?
Right. You have to make sure you don't punish people for
right.
telling you the truth, like by not talking to them or fighting them. Even if you disagree, you have to hear them. But it's like you can realize, like, man, I only talk to people who worked for me today, right? Like, who are in some sense not super motivated to tell me the truth. Like,
right, right.
I've been around a lot of really, really successful, wealthy people, and you realize, like, the only way I could deliver the truth to this person would be, like, a kamikaze mission. Like, we would not be friends after.
Right,
like,
right,
they've
right.
gotten so far that, like, I'm going to have to I'm going to have to go in and say all this unpleasant stuff, and that's going to be the end of it. And then you realize, like, and then you usually don't do it. If I'd gotten to a point where, like, you follow me on social media and you, like, you knew, you know what my life is like, but the pictures I was posting were not at all representative. You knew maybe I was inflating numbers about what I've done, or look at this photo with me and this celebrity, but you knew, like, I paid to meet that person, you know, all the things. And you might know, like, hey, Ryan, like, you might want to say, like, hey, Ryan, like, people are starting to think you're full of it. Like, you're not coming off well. You should change. But, like, you might not do it because you would be worried that I'm gonna shoot the messenger, essentially, right? And so that's the difficult thing, is, like, if you don't have that realism in your life and you don't cultivate it, you're not checking in all the time, you get to a point where it's like people realize that it's not in their interest to tell you the truth. If everyone else is lying, like, if everyone else in that organization is not telling the truth, oftentimes being the person that tells the uncomfortable truths is a position of power. Because you're the only one that's not, so, like, everyone else.
You'll start to trust your opinion more.
And I think, so the big thing I found is that it's not about showing that you're smarter, and it's not about making them feel stupid. It's often, I find it's, hey, here's my opinion about this thing. Like, let's say someone's making some important business decision and you think they're making the wrong decision. You say, look, I think this is the wrong decision for these reasons, but you're the boss, so you've got to make the call. And then whatever they decide, if they decide not to go with you, you still have to support them in whatever they're doing.
Right, right.
And then you have to let the results speak for themselves. If they're not insane, they'll remember, hey, Lewis told me when I was thinking about, like, hey, I was thinking about investing in this company, and Lewis said that's a bad idea, and I did it anyway. And then I lost all my money.
Right.
As long as you weren't a jerk to them and you didn't rub it in along the way. And then, you know, I like to even pretend that I didn't do, like, I not only don't want to do I told you so. I want to, like,
well, your ego wants to say that.
Sure, sure. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, politically and relationship wise, you not only don't say you told you so, you don't even mention it. Right?
Let them remember,
hey, at that critical moment, Lewis was right, and he was big enough about being right that he didn't rub it in. He's the kind of person that I should go to for advice in the future, or he's a voice that I know is
reasonable,
and speaking the truth and not selfish and just not about him. It's about the truth.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am, or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.